there is a minhag Yisrael that we cover up the challah b'shas Kiddush. When we make Kiddush Friday night, we go ahead and we make the Kiddush, we cover the challah, as well as Shabbos morning as well. So what is the basis for this minhag? Why do we cover up the challah b'shas Kiddush? So there's a famous answer given by the poskim that since it's a hilchos brachas issue, since all week long, if you're going to have bread and wine, so the hamotzi lachem ha'aretz comes first, and bo'ri pirei gofen happens to be one of the few brachas you make even if you did hamotzi. So if you're having wine and bread during the meal, you'd make hamotzi, and then you'd make the bo'ri pirei gofen during the meal. But since on Shabbos we have a chiyuv kiddush before we eat, so therefore one has to make the bracha on the wine. So in order not to embarrass the king, the challah always comes first, we cover up the challah in order not to embarrass it. I think there used to be an earlier minhag that they didn't even bring the challah out. But our minhag is we have the challahs there and we have them covered. So, and some might have a minhag that they don't even bring it in. But that's the standard minhag is most people have the challah in front of them and they just cover it. Another famous reason given by the poskim is Zecher Laman, corresponding to the man. And to, I'm not sure if there used to be a mistake in the art scroll. I'm not sure if they fixed it, but Zecher Laman, they Zecher Lahaman. They thought the three meals, it was it had to do with Haman and Esther. But either that's a mistake. The reason why Zecher Laman means the man, that when the man fell, the dew was on bottom and the dew was on top. So today we have a challah cover, the minhag, and then we have a challah board, and we have a challah cover. We go ahead to go to Zecher Laman. So those are the two basic reasons given for covering up the challah, either not to embarrass the challah or Zecher Laman. My nafkamina. What's the practical difference? What's the difference if I'm covering the challah because I want to avoid embarrassment of the challah, or because it's Zecher Laman? Either way, I'm covering the challah. So the poskim suggests perhaps a couple of nafkaminas based on these two schools of thought. So one difference is, what about in a situation where you're not making Kiddush? Like, what do you mean? When are you not making Kiddush? So you're not making Kiddush. Well, I guess in theory, if you yotze Kiddush, if you assume you could be yotze Kiddush with cake or with wine, and therefore you don't hold like the gra, and you don't make another Kiddush at lunch, I guess if you're just eating lunch, your lunch meal without a Kiddush, perhaps that would be a difference. But generally speaking, according to Kuli Alma, way we paskin, we don't make Kiddush at Shalosh Shudas. So the question is, do I have to cover the challah at Shalosh Shudas? If the issue is busha, there's no bush involved. So according to school thought number one, you would not. According to Zecher Laman, why not? And that would be the same thing Shabbos lunch. If you already made Kiddush Yotzi with the Gonim, not like the Grud, and you started Jamil with Hamotzi, then in theory, then if you, according to busha, no. According to Zecher Laman, yes. Of course, as well, the question would be, when can I uncover the challah? If the issue is like number one, busha, so then I uncover the challah right after Kiddush, before Hamotzi. If it's Zecher Laman, then I should be holding the challahs underneath the challah cover and fulfill my Zecher Laman then. And another nafkamina perhaps would be, what about if you had a clear cover, a see-through cover? So perhaps if it's busha, so maybe whatever, however the challah knows that it's being mevayish before, even though it could probably know without a cover, but a clear cover perhaps, and then it's still clear, it's concrete, the challah is like, is wide open, so therefore you shouldn't use a see-through cover. According to Zecher Laman, it doesn't make a difference, as long as it's covered, that's good enough. And also I guess the shayla would be is, let's say you don't have wine. So the halacha is Shabbos morning, you're making a chama merdina. So if you're making a chama merdina, then as well you'd have to cover the chala out busha. But out and out zechuman, you have to cover it anyway. But what about if you Friday night, if you don't have bread, if you don't have wine, so the lach is to make it over bread. By Shabbos morning, the whole kiddush is boy pri agafen. So if you made you went straight to Amotzi, you wouldn't even know you made kiddush. But by Friday night, you have the whole seder of kiddush, vayichu, and you enter Amotzi lachem in aretz, and you finish and you do the kiddush. The Yekis have a minhag they wash beforehand, which is, fits in practically well. But according to everyone, if you're making Hamotzi over Kiddush, if you're doing, so then you'd have to wash as well before Kiddush. So what happens if you're making Kiddush on Hamotzi? So according to the Busha reason, there's no Busha. In fact, Hamotzi is still the king. So there would no need to cover. However, according to Zechul Aman, you'd have to cover. So those are some distinctions in terms of covering when there's no Boyer Priya Guffin happening or Shako Chama Medina. At what point could I uncover the Chala? And perhaps a case of a see-through Chala cover. These are some of the distinctions based on the two schools of thought on why we're covering the Chala, either because it's Zechul Aman or to avoid the busha.